السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى اله واصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اما بعد، فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا. وقال تعالى: أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كالنجوم، بأيهم اهتديتم؟ وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and our mothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming, we have gathered here tonight in the defense of the illustrious and the glorious Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, our gathering tonight is a very mubarak and auspicious gathering, not because of our greatness or our auspiciousness, but rather because of the greatness of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama al-kiram explained that إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ تَنْزِلُ عِنْدَ ذِكْرِ الصَّالِحِينَ فَضْلًا عَنْ وُجُودِهِ. That if a person or a group of individuals discuss and talk about pious people, the Ahlullah, the Walis of Allah, the Qutub, the Ghaws of the time, then that mere discussion brings about the Rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that person's piety, that person's close link and bond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fadlan an wujudihim, let alone that pious person being in your presence. So the point of that statement is that if just discussing pious people brings the rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, what about being in their presence? So here, when we're speaking about pious, very often we refer to the Ahlullah. We say this person is a wali of Allah, he's the Khalifa of so and so person, this person is sat in the company of this great person, or he's a student of a certain Shaykh al-Hadith, or he has qualified from a certain Darul Uloom. So now he's got high level of credibility, he's got a lot of credentials. What about those individuals who sat in the Mubarak Majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sat at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sat in the best madrasa, in the madrasa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, respected elders and brothers, just discussing the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will bring inshallah the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a famous incident of one great pious wali of Allah. So he had a great amount of ishq and love for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that thought crossed the mind. Just as thought crossed the mind, that you know, my love for Allah is so intense, my ishq for Allah is so great, that you know, perhaps I may have reached, and my love may be even greater than the love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah. So that thought crossed his mind. It is mentioned that that night he saw in a dream that he was on a ox wagon, and this carriage was moving. It was being pulled by these livestock, these ox, whatever it was, 2-3 of them, 4 of them. Those days they used to travel in those ways. And in this carriage he saw himself, and he saw the 4 khulafa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, in this masjid we see the names of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu preceding him. So these 4 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were in this carriage. And of course, none other than Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also seated in this tent. And they moving, and suddenly it so happens that the entire wagon becomes dislodged from the animals. So now this wagon is now moving on its own, and suddenly they go down a steep embankment, a hill, they're descending, and now they're accelerating and gaining speed. Now there is a fear that now this is running wildly and it could get out of control and we may injure ourselves. So he gave the suggestion. He gave a suggestion that why don't we all just jump out from here? Before it picks up a lot of speed and gains a lot of momentum, why don't we just jump out from here? In his dream, he suddenly sees these four companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam placing their heads onto the four wheels of this wagon and using their heads to bring this wagon to a halt and a stop. And the dream ends. Immediately he realizes what this dream is showing him, that Allah Ta'ala is sending him a message that, oh, Ashiq of Allah, oh person who claims to be an Ashiq of Allah Ta'ala, yes, you may have some level of ishq for Allah Ta'ala, you may have some level of ishq and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but look at your ishq, look at your love, and look at the love that the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have, that let alone, you know, giving a suggestion to save their lives, they were prepared to put their lives on the end and terminate their lives, and their lives could go in the safety of none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, respected elders and brothers, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were no ordinary individuals. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gist of which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the entire creation, and then Allah ta'ala selected the Anbiya. And after Allah ta'ala selected the Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the Anbiya and selected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, in this manner, the gist of the hadith, that Allah ta'ala then personally selected the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot understand who these individuals were and what was their condition and what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did to them, that the Sahaba ikram, their condition prior to the advent of Islam was such that they were regarded as the most barbaric. Those individuals who were prepared, they were bloodthirsty and they were prepared to bury their daughters alive. But after coming into the suhbah and into the majlis, and after the Mubarak Nazar and gaze of Rasulullah has fell upon them, then if we may say, the dust and sand was turned into gold. And hence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Ashabi kan nuru, that my Sahaba ikram are like guiding stars. They are like stars, they are guiding stars. بِأَيِّهِ مُقْتَلَيْتُمْ إِهْتَلَيْتُمْ. From each and every one of them, whichever one you will look at, you will find some level of hidayat and level of inspiration and guidance. It will inspire you, the lives of the Sahaba ikram. In fact, ulama ikram explained that even when Sahaba ikram made certain mistakes, when they made certain mistakes, then it was as if they had made that mistake to teach the rest of the ummah. They had sacrificed their lives to teach the rest of the ummah an important lesson. There's a famous incident in Medina al-Munawwara where one Sahabiya, she had committed the act of adultery, fornication, and the had and the law was passed upon her, and she had to be stoned. Of course, we have to understand these masail in context. There is a whole process before this happens. Nevertheless, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, another instance, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously tried to avert it and say that, you know, wait till the child is born, and thereafter wait till the child is, to see her seriousness. But yet she persisted that, I want to be cleansed, I want to be purified. This was the jazbah of the Sahaba ikram, that they, so to say, were prepared to purify themselves. They were prepared to annihilate themselves just so that they could please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that they could please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when she was being stoned at that time, one Sahabi who was hurling a stone at her uttered a evil statement or uttered a curse at her. He said something inappropriate. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately reprimanded him and said, لَقَدْ تَابَتْ تَوْبَةً لَوْ وُسِعَتْ بَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ لَوَسِعَتْهُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That this Sahaba has made such a tawbah. Her repentance is so sincere that if her repentance is taken and if it is distributed amongst the people of Madinah al-Munawwara, it will forgive each and every one of them. لَوَسِعَتْ. So can we imagine the level of tawbah? There are so many incidents of this nature. that the loyalty of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unimaginable. That is why one poet says that when we go to the battle of Uhud, and when we go to the plains of Uhud rather, that we perceive the loyalty of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How loyal they were. That they were prepared to sacrifice their bodies. They were prepared to sacrifice their hands. One Sahabi catching, as he sees the arrows being hurled and, you know, being shot towards the Mubarak jasad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uses his hands to catch each and every arrow until eventually his hand becomes paralyzed. One Sahabi then takes all these arrows in his chest as he's coming toward Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the thought crosses his mind that how dare you face your back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he turns around and he continues to take the arrows in his back until he falls down and he collapses. Some Sahaba, when their bodies were counted, the amount of wounds, 60 wounds on one body. Can you imagine the Sahaba ikram? So therefore, we as followers and as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are totally, totally indebted to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This masjid, mashallah, Quwwatul Islam, known as the Quwwa of Islam. But how Islam had ever gained Quwwa and strength had it not been for the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had it not been for the sacrifices of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the supporters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu flashes through the mind, where after the battle of Badr, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the Muslims a great victory. That a small army with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had conquered an army that was much more powerful, much more well equipped, much better standing. And this became a tremendous blow to the mushrikeen and to the polytheists of Makkah al-Mukarramah. And they were burning for revenge. They were waiting for an opportunity to avenge the death of their leaders and their important personalities in Makkah. And after the battle of Badr, shortly thereafter, they managed to capture one Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the name of Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. When they captured him now, they made a very big scene out of it. They gathered all the people of Makkah so that now we can, you know, take revenge for all our anger that is built within us. We have an opportunity to personify our revenge in the being of Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu. And in this manner, they began to torture him. They began to brutally kill him in a very slow, torturous manner. It is mentioned that his body was now being cut piece by piece, one limb at a time. And people were, you know, taking some kind of enjoyment from this. And in this condition, Abu Sufyan, at that time, was not a Muslim. He came close to Khubayb ibn Adi. He said, "Now don't you wish that Muhammad was in your place and you were safe and sound?" Allahu Akbar. In that condition, you see, it's easy for myself and all of us to claim to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the reality is that our love is really confined to our loves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intensify our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala intensify our love for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that condition he says that I am not even prepared to allow a thorn to prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I must be safe and sound. In other words, he was prepared to sacrifice his entire life just so that a thorn must not prick Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he made a certain dua, Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wa la tughalib minhum ahada. And then he said, made dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, you sent my salam to Rasulullah sallallahu. It is mentioned that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting in Madinatul Munawwara with Ashaba ikram, and he began to tear. And he said that your companion, Khubayb ibn Adi, has now drank from the cup of shahadat, and he has gone to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what the Sahaba ikram, what they sacrificed for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hence, respected elders and brothers, for us as mu'mineen, as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we call ourselves Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are those people who follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Jama'ah of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised that we follow the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, tonight the topic is about this particular movie that has been released, which is termed The Lady of Heaven. Really, a very, very cunning statement that is being used, a very cunning title. We never judge a book by its cover. They say the Lady of Heaven, but inside is everything but that. So they are using this title when they say Lady of Heaven, they reference what the Fatima radiallahu anha. And we also are of the opinion that the Fatima radiallahu anha, she was a person of Jannah. And she was not only the only Lady of Heaven, there were many Sahabiya and many Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had granted their tidings of Jannah. However, in this movie, they have distorted and abused this name to stoke the emotions of the Muslims and of people. And they have painted a very, very bad image of Islam and of the Sahaba Ikram and Allah alayhi ajma'in. There is a deliberate effort which is being made to distort history, to portray history in an incorrect manner. And this movie is in a, it has its nature is extremely inflammatory. So, they use the name of the Fatima radiallahu anha, but the reality is that there is hardly anything that is very mentioned about her. So, we find that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha was the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had granted her glad tidings of Jannah. We accept this. However, the picture that has been painted is that the Sahaba Ikram had treated her in a very, very inappropriate manner. Na'udhu Billahi min dhalik, to the extent that in this movie it is mentioned, or there is a certain scene in which they depict as an Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, that great Sahabi and companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when he accepted Islam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam had gained quwwah and strength. Allahu Akbar, that requires a topic in itself, but just to paint an image of who Umar radiallahu anhu was, that Sahabi who initially had set out to assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but then after Allah had granted him hidayah and he accepted Islam, when he accepted Islam, the Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all made the takbir, Allahu Akbar, upon the acceptance of the Islam of Umar radiallahu anhu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was the result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah help Islam through one of the two Umars, referring to Umar radiallahu anhu, Abu Jahl. But Allah Ta'ala accepted him in favor of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. Abu Jahl died as a disbeliever, as an enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he accepted Islam at that time, he said, Ya Rasulullah, فَفِيمَ الْإِخْتِفَى. That why is it that we are hiding and performing our ibadah at that time, the Sahaba Ikram, Islam was being practiced in secrecy. But Umar radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, Islam is on haq, we are on haq, why should we hide it? It was due to the support and this motivation and the strength of Umar radiallahu anhu that the Sahaba Ikram for the first time emerged out of Darul Arqam and walked and marched toward Makkah al-Mukarramah, toward the Haram Sharif. And then Umar radiallahu anhu made the statement that whoever wants his wife to be a widow, or his child to be an orphan, then let him confront me. But we are performing our salah. So Islam gained great amount of strength. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Umar radiallahu anhu walks on one path, Shaytan then chooses another path. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوْ كَانَ نَبِيًا بَعْدِي لَكَانَ عُمَرْ Then had there been a Nabi after me, it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. So this was the status of Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. In fact, ulama-i kiram will bear me out. There are many verses of the Quran which are termed as muwafaqat Umar. That it was upon the desire and the deep-hearted desire of Umar radiallahu anhu that Allah Ta'ala then revealed the verses of the Quran in support of the view of Umar radiallahu anhu. This shows his maqam and his status. Many, many verses of this nature. We don't have time to go into that. In this particular movie, they depict Umar radiallahu anhu as beating up Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha and burning the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. Where can any believer and lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lover of the Sahaba Ikram, ever accept such a thing? So it paints an image as if Muslims and Islam, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, are hungry for power, not thirsty. They have no mercy. This is the image that is being painted. It is not only an attack on Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Apparently there are scenes with regards to him.
in which he is also treated in a very inappropriate manner, that is totally against the respect of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That in itself requires another topic, mashallah, the ulama ikram are here, they will go into detail. But Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, there's so many ahadith. Once is Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, is there anyone in your ummah? Is there anyone in your ummah whose ibadat or whose good deeds are like the stars of the sky? Upon this, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the name Ghali ibn Umar radiallahu anha. So she became rather disappointed. Aisha radiallahu anha was the daughter of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha. So she became somewhat disappointed. She said, Ya Rasulullah, and my father? She said, Oh Aisha, the ibadat of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was one day is more than that of the entire Sahaba and Ummah. Can we imagine the respect of Alis and others? In fact, there is another narration in which Abu Umar radiallahu anhu had tried to do a deal with Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. That, look, I'm prepared to give you all my good deeds for that one night that you spent in the cave of Rasulullah s.a.w. during the Hijrah. When Nabi Kareem s.a.w. migrated from Makkah to Mukarramah to Medina to Munawwara. So he tried to do a deal. So this shows that it's another incident that comes to mind on one occasion when it was the Battle of Tabuk. And Nabi Kareem s.a.w. requested the Sahaba Ikram to contribute towards this battle. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came with some things and came forward. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. said, Ya Abu Bakr, what have you brought? Prior to that, Umar radiallahu anhu said in his mind that today I am going to outdo Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He's normally always outdoing me, but this time I'm going to beat him. That competition, healthy competition to do good deeds without any jealousy or hatred. So I said, today I'm going to outdo him. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Ya Abu Bakr, what have you left behind? He said, I left Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, everything he gave towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, it is mentioned in Medina to Munawwara that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his condition was this, that to tie his kurta together, he was using a fawn to hold it together. That Abu Bakr, who spent all his wealth for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he purchased the freedom of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, prayed a great amount. And on this topic, I want to link it to something that has been mentioned in the movie to completely dispel this. That he had purchased Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, who was a Abyssinian, a black slave, who was not very good looking. But he purchased him because of his iman. He was being tortured. Ahad, you know the incident. Eventually, he purchased him with a great amount of money, plus he had to do a transaction where he had a white Roman slave. So he sold the white Roman slave, and on top of that, he had to pay a large sum of money. He purchased him and immediately freed him. Nothing in return. And then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, I have purchased a black slave with a white heart in lieu of a white slave with a black heart. Allah. Where was the racism in Islam? Islam was a religion that brought all diverse communities together. Look at the Majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the kind of Sahaba that sat in the Majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Bilal, the mahabba and love that he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you cannot even imagine. It is said that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu could not stay in Medina. It was too much for him. The pain was so intense that he could not even tolerate living in Medina Sharif. The emotions were so intense. There is one incident that is mentioned that after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Adhan had come. People were looking and searching for Bilal radiallahu anhu. Nobody could find him. And then eventually news was sent that he's sitting in one street corner, his head is covered, and he is crying and he's not responding to anyone. The only person who would be able to maybe speak to him would be Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The relationship was unique. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then confronted as Bilal radiallahu anhu. He immediately responded. After all, it was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He said, why? Come and give the adhan. He says, I can't give the adhan. I don't have the courage. He says, you know, I'm such a strong person, I'm such a hard person, that, you know, I went through slavery from my country, what a torture I went through, difficulties I went through, hardships I went through, one thing I never cried, never. He said, I was tortured in Makkah to Mukarramah, never, not a tear. Medina to Manora, hardships upon hardships. But he said, today, upon the demise of Rasulullah, I cannot stop crying. I can't control myself. Can we imagine the relationship that the Sahaba Ikram had with Rasulullah? It was not a relationship of manipulation. It was pure, deep-hearted love for Rasulullah. Hence, when the Sahaba Ikram, when they went towards Makkah al-Mukarramah initially for the Umrah, and when the Mushrikeen went to go and see and do an analysis of the Sahaba Ikram and the relationship that they had with Rasulullah, one prominent Mushrik then returned to the people and he said, "Ma ra'aytu ahadan ahabba ahadan kahubbi ashabi Muhammadin Muhammada." He says, "You know, I've gone and I traveled through the different lands, I've gone through the different empires, I've seen the protocol between, you know, the subjects and the seniors and the kings. But I said, I've never seen any group of people loving any individual like how I've seen the companions of Rasulullah loving the companions of Muhammad, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, loving Muhammad to the extent that when he would make wudu, they would not even allow the water to reach the ground. They would fight so that they can get the mubarak leftover water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are many incidents of this nature. We don't have time to go into this. So this was the love that the Sahaba Ikram had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq in this particular movie also is pictured in an extremely disrespectful manner. And we as believers will never be able to accept and tolerate such a narrative. If we have to accept such a narrative, that na'udhu billahi min dhalik, immediately after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram went and did such inappropriate things, then it means na'udhu billahi min dhalik that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam failed in his mission. It means that the Rasul of Allah has failed in his mission. And in fact, it means that Islam in itself is a total failure. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. How can we ever accept such a thing? So the question is, what is the motive behind this? It is the same motive, respected brothers, to stoke this sectarian tension within the Muslim community and within the community to divide the Muslims and thereby weaken them. You see, we as Muslims, we must remember one thing, and we've learned many things. In this covert and all of these things, there will always be differences of opinion. There will always be differences of opinion. And we have to understand that the world is such that everyone has got different inclinations. Imagine if this world was one color. Now, we are wearing white kurta. Some people will feel disinclined to the color white. Maulana Sahib has got a different color kurta. And nothing wrong with that. But can we imagine if every single person had to decide to wear white? And everyone drove a white car. And everyone had white cutlery in the house. Where would there be color in this world? There would be no, this world would not have color. The world would not have been a colorful place. So Allah Ta'ala made it such that we are diverse. We are diverse, but we can get together and we can unite on common issues. And the greatest commonality between all of us is that we are all followers of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are all ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can all stand in one self. And this is the hikmah of the jama'ah of salah, that we would stand shoulder to shoulder. So one person coming from one country, one person speaking one language, another person speaking another language, this person eating that kind of food. But we all worship one Allah, we face one direction, we stand shoulder to shoulder, we recite one kalima, we face one ka'batullah. So we get together and we stand together and unite on common issues. So there will be diversity. But we must learn to respect the views of each other, provided those views are within the parameters of Sharia. And remember, when they will divide us, a hand that is divided is a weak hand. If a person has to hit someone with a hand like this, with the fingers far apart, it is highly possible that he will injure his finger. But if he takes that same hand, and now he brings the fingers together, and now he hits a person, now we will see the effect will be totally different. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep the ummah together, keep the ummah united. The Nabi of Allah left the ummah together. The Sahaba al-Kiram were united. They had such love for each other. There are so many incidents of this nature. To the extent that our late Mawlana Yusuf Hadad Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to often say, he used to say that if we hypothetically say that in Madinah to Munawwara there were 100 families and 100 Muslims living in Madinah to Munawwara, and one person was going through some difficulty, trial, tribulation, hardship. There were 99 people there to support him, to motivate him, to help him. And if similarly, there was one person going through some moment of happiness, some joy, regarding the family, birth of a child, whatever it may have been. There were 99 people to share in that happiness. This is the community that Rasulullah had built, the Nabi of Allah had built through his hard effort, through his blood, through his sweat, his mubarak, perspiration. This is the community that Nabi Kareem sallallahu had built. And subhanAllah, look at how this community went and Islam spread until the Muslims ruled one third of the then known world. So therefore, you'll find that this movie, it creates this kind of division and it stokes this violence and based on violence, racism and blasphemy. Now the question is, why are we as Muslims so offended? Some people say, why are you getting so upset, you know? And the non-Muslims say, you know, very often you'll find that people speak about our prophets inappropriately. I mean, we have to accept these things. Why do you get so upset? We have to understand as Muslims, we have got yaqeen in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Nabi of Allah is extremely beloved for us. The Nabi of Allah, and Islam is a religion based on respect. And therefore, if anybody shows disrespect to the Nabi of Allah, it hits at the very core of Muslims and at the very core of Islam. Therefore, the question also that arises, that look at image, there is an image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as Muslims, we are not allowed to portray the Nabi of Allah in any image. You study history and you will not find any authentic picture or image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ulama al-Kiram explained that we are not allowed to depict Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any image. And the reason for this, that Allah ta'ala is beyond our understanding. Allah ta'ala is beyond our, you know, imagination, that a person can now draw some kind of image of Allah ta'ala. Allah is well beyond our imagination. In the similar manner, the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his nature is sublime. And hence, the sublimity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again is beyond any imagery. And therefore we are prohibited from depicting any image of the Rasul of Allah or any Nabi for that matter. And similarly in the case of the Sahaba Ikram, that if an image is being portrayed, there is the possibility that there could be a wrong depiction and a wrong impression of that Sahabi could be portrayed. Hence we are advised to refrain from depicting any Sahabi in the form of an image so that we may not misrepresent that Sahabi of Rasulullah. This is the beauty of Islam, respected Alice and others, that this deen of Islam is a deen which is absolutely protected. Every single word of Rasulullah has got a chain. It has got a pure chain of transmission. The Kalam al-Majeed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been protected to such a degree that no other book has been protected in this manner. The Imam Sabi, he has to perform a salah and make a mistake. The youngster sitting in the back will pick up the Quran, so you made a mistake, you left out the ayat of the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala has put this and protected the Quran in such a unique manner. Similar is the case with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba ikram are those who have been involved in the protection of the deen of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, there is another scene again, and we have mentioned it before, when A'udhu Billahi Min Dhalik, Hazrat Umar radiallahu, there is a scene where he is whooping A'udhu Billahi Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. We as Muslims can never ever accept such a scene, and we should never accept it. Now the question is, what can we as Muslims do? What can we as Muslims do? We have to understand that as Muslims, we are a nation and we are followers of Rasul of Allah, and we should not be emotional and we should not allow our emotions to take control of us. We always advise people that, you know, never make a decision when you are emotional. Rather, calm down, think over the matter and then take a decision. In the same way, yes, we are very, very angry and we will never accept it, but within the ambit of the law, we need to look at ways in which we can exercise our right and we can voice our disapproval of this particular publication and this particular movie, and we should use every channel. Some people say that, brother, what's the point going and protesting on the streets? What is the point of all these things? Now we as Muslims, if you look at our ulama ikram at the time of Al-Ghabirin, when it was the British rule, they used whatever means they could. They were even involved sometimes in protesting in voicing their opinion, using the law, using the lawyers. MashaAllah, we've got a lot of, in our communities, we've got people who are legal experts. Let us go to them and let us use every avenue to voice our disapproval of this, at least on the day of Qiyamah. I was telling the brothers as we were coming here and traveling all this distance that, look, whatever it is, even if nobody attends the program, but at least we can say on the day of Qiyamah that, Ya Allah, we made some safar, we traveled some distance in the defense of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same way, we can say that we made some effort to try and voice our disapproval of this particular publication. The amazing thing is this, that this entire movie cost approximately $15 million. And it is a mystery that who has funded it. And this makes it so much more suspicious that how come you don't know who has funded it? This makes it so, you know, somewhat obvious that there could be some nefarious and uncanny reason. This is in order to divide and weaken the Muslim Ummah. Therefore, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within our own lives, we should make an effort within our children, and create within our children and within our circles the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for the Sahaba ikram, and the love for the illustrious fuqaha, the jurists, the love for our ulama in our community. MashaAllah, within our own community, we have got our ulama who sacrifice so much. They basically have given their entire life in the khidmah and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Teach our children respecting that alim, respecting our elders, respecting our parents. This deen of Islam is based on respect and based on adab. Hence we should inculcate it within our children and inculcate it within our circles, respecting each other. And again, a lesson that we learn in these differences of opinions, we need to respect the opinions of other people. Sometimes we find that a person, he mocks the opinion of the next person, yet that opinion may be, you know, justified that this person is following a certain mufti, but you'll find that the person passes a statement that is inappropriate, that belittles the opinion of the next person. Therefore, within our own circles, let us learn to respect the opinion of each and every person. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then unite the ummah and make us a strong and a powerful ummah. Alhamdulillah, we find in certain countries, I heard that in Morocco, this movie has been totally banned. In UK, apparently, a few cinema houses, based on the protests and the strong opinions that were voiced against it, they put a ban on that movie in those cinemas. Yet within our country also, we should make an effort that inshallah it does not reach the shore at all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it successful. And may Allah ta'ala destroy the plot of the enemies. May Allah ta'ala destroy the plots of the enemies. May Allah ta'ala work, make it work completely against it.
بس واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت كما اثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفه عين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث والكريم رحيم والسجل الدرين كريم الله for each and every one of us, Ya Allah. O give all major sins or minor sins, those sins which you committed knowingly and unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. O Allah, fill our hearts with the love of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, fill our hearts with the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, fill our hearts with your mahabba and your love, Ya Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك احب الينا من انفسنا واهلنا ومن الماء البارد وكريم الله والله يونايت امه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله the ummah is so disunited يا الله hence the enemy يا الله has the courage and the himmah to further divide the ummah والله يونايت us يا الله cause our hearts to be united يا الله O Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us all, Ya Allah, with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter, Ya Allah. All those that are sick and ailing, grant them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulties, Ya Allah, provide for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the good desires and aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his own hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, Ya Allah, whatever difficulty, challenge, weakness, Ya Allah, they are going through. Ya Allah, you are alleviating the movement, Ya Allah, grant shifa, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr,
ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان، عليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.